Music stars react to losing their Twitter verification badges. Taylor Swift's cardigan, Willow, were meant for the National. And Canada's Mac DeMarco honors Wayne Gretzky with 199 songs. It's Friday, April 21st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Music stars shared the reactions Thursday to losing the verification badges on their Twitter accounts. The social media platform owned by billionaire Elon Musk delivered a promise to remove the blue checkmarks from the accounts that are not paying for them. Officially no longer a verified artist, tweeted Charlie XCX. I love being unofficial and unverified. It's very moi. Among the Canadian artists losing their checkmarks are Justin Bieber, Drake, Shania Twain, and Sarah McLachlan. But as of Friday morning, Shawn Mendes, Michael Bublé, Avril Lavigne, Alanis Morissette, Neil Young, Nickelback, Jan Arden, and Bryan Adams had theirs. Celine Dion's account had a gold badge. Also losing their checkmarks were Beyoncé, Nicki Minaj, Adele, Sam Smith, Selena Gomez, Harry Styles, Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Mariah Carey, Lil Nas X, Bruno Mars, Lionel Richie, and Megan Thee Stallion. Those who still have a verified badge include Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Cardi B, Morgan Wallen, and Miley Cyrus. Britney Spears has a checkmark, but Janet Jackson does not. Coldplay has one, but U2 does not. Blue check or no blue check, I know my fans still check in, tweeted Sierra. The game took the loss of verification in stride. Check gone, but check still coming. Youngblood seems to have a different reaction. I ain't verified anymore. Kinda hard, he tweeted. Nathan Folwell of Kings of Leon shared, and just like that, my blue checkmark was gone. Adios, my friend. In a series of tweets, St. Vincent responded to the loss of her checkmark. So you're telling me I have to pay top dollar to be allowed in a new velvet rope circle of hell? I thought our brilliant collective musings, time, attention, and the depression and anxiety resulting from sad attention were the payment. LOL, she wrote. I kid, I'm not genuinely worried about the blue checkmark. You know, it's really me by the sporadic timing and general confusion of which I engage. Phineas joked that he finally got rid of the blue checkmark. His sister Billie Eilish lost hers too. Twitter favorite Dionne Warwick, who lost her checkmark, opined, "The way Twitter is going, anyone could be me now. The verification system is an absolute mess." According to Mashable, fewer than 5% of Twitter's previously verified accounts still have the blue checkmark. Rapper Ice-T, who still has a blue checkmark, summed up the buzz in a tweet, "The fact that we're even discussing blue checkmarks is a sad moment in society," he wrote. Matt Berninger and Aaron Dessner revealed that the Taylor Swift songs Cardigan and Willow were originally intended for their band, The National. In an interview with The Telegraph published on Thursday, Berninger recalled, "I'd taken a swing at Cardigan and Willow and a couple others, and I wasn't having a lot of luck, so Aaron sent them to Taylor. I'd also have a lot of music to work on, and I was looking for something to connect emotionally." Dessner said Swift turned the songs into gold. "She made them so much better than I ever could have imagined on my own," he said. "It felt like a lightning bolt hit the house, because I just do what I do, and then she would be like, here's this elaborately written narrative of your sad piano you played on Cardigan." Cardigan was included on Swift's Folklore, and Willow ended up on Evermore. Dessner praised Swift as a unique talent. "She's an incredibly gifted writer with the lyrical prowess of a Joni Mitchell, but also an entertainer at the level of, like, Beyoncé," he said. "I don't think we've ever seen that before." Canadian singer-songwriter Mac DeMarco is paying tribute to the Great One with a surprise album that contains the staggering 199 songs. One Wayne G has 8 hours and 43 minutes of music that Mac DeMarco wrote over the last 5 years. Most of the tracks are titled only with the dates which they were recorded. The album's title is a nod to Wayne Gretzky, who wore number 99. Although born in Vancouver Island, DeMarco grew up in Edmonton, where Gretzky played from 1979 to 1988. DeMarco's 6th studio album comes exactly 3 months after he released an instrumental collection, 5 Easy Hot Dogs, which each track is named for the city in which it was recorded, including Edmonton and Edmonton 2. In 2021, Portland band Reptilians tweeted DeMarco is the Wayne Gretzky of indie. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.